The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday. I don't know how many sports radio shows in America are giving out Yeti coolers before they even talk.
But we are.
So you're welcome. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Dude, it is a beautiful Friday. Just like you said, yeah, we're giving away coolers, security systems. I mean, we got you protected. We got you, your beer protected in your home.
Yeah, we'll keep your beer cold.
Yeah.
Get you some, get you some Blue Chew. Tell you where to play golf at.
Just all around hustlers.
Yeah, we
just some all around hustlers.
You've
man.
Come to the right place.
Yeah, just some all around hustlers. But yeah, man, it is a beautiful Friday. Get ready for some big time ball this weekend. Coming off of, look. What they called them yesterday? The Unks. Look at the Unks last night, man.
What a great game. What a week for the 40-year-old athlete,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Obviously, the football last night with Flacco just dialing it up. I mean, just a crazy performance, him and Aaron Rodgers. Max Scherzer last night turning it back. He hadn't pitched like that in a decade in a playoff game. Brad Guzan with his press conference yesterday, his final game tomorrow as well. Like, we've been telling you. It's a great time to be 40.
Yeah.
It's a great time to be in your 40s.
Yeah, man, it was a great night. I mean, Scherzer, the funny thing with him was, like, he ain't done nothing all year pretty much.
Pretty much.
And then gets in, manager tries to come take him out, and he just tell him to kick rocks.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Like, man, if you don't go on,
I think he's older than the manager.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm your boss.
If you don't go on somewhere. But, no, I mean, that's just a great performance by him. But, yeah, the game last night, it was just – the funniest thing about the game, of the whole game – was freaking Joe Flacco keeping it on his own read. Was the greatest thing ever. Nobody had that,
Nobody had the Joe Flacco.
I mean, he pulled
scramble.
It and was gone.
He's gone. Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing about Joe. Joe could pick him up and put him down. You know, but and what we talked about yesterday, just throw it to Jamar Chase all day.
Yeah, no, I kind of chuckled yesterday when you said just throw it to him 20 times. Turns out they were listening. Yes. That was the game plan. He got 23 targets last night.
Yeah, man.
I mean, catches. If you can't guard him, keep throwing
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just go. I mean, it seemed like him or T. Higgins was making plays, mm-hmm. just left and right. And that was one of the things. And shout out. I mean, we criticize the Bengals for every damn thing. Shout out to their front office, their head coach. Like, I don't want to call the Giants. I want him. Mm-hmm. I want Joe Flacco. I think that Joe Flacco could keep us afloat. And he knows his division. Played a long time. Played against these teams a long time. And so yesterday he was great. I thought Aaron Rodgers would get the two picks was a little that one on the sideline didn't look like a pick, but they called it the one in the end zone. He just threw it up for grabs.
The only thing about him, and maybe this is a little nitpicky, maybe this is how he always is, but he's real He's real demonstrative with his teammates sometimes when they make mistakes.
Yes.
It's like, all right, yeah, man. Like, we've only been teammates for a couple months here.
But he
you're MFing me in front of everybody.
But he garners that respect.
Yeah.
He does. He does. Okay. And I understand what you're saying, but I...
It just seems a little excessive sometimes.
It does, but as someone who's been in locker rooms and all that stuff, you know, if he has the respect that it seems like he does with his teammates, then, you know, now you're up on the wrong dude. Now, it's one thing to curse at somebody. It's another thing... Who you curse at.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Jalen Warren's like a rookie. So
yeah, like he wasn't going to cuss at DK like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? He wouldn't do that. You know, I will always say that and everything like that. But I love him. I think he is one of my favorite players to ever play at Georgia. Darnell Washington needs to switch. He needs to switch the tackle.
He needs to be an offensive lineman.
Yeah,
but got a touchdown last night.
I know. But I'm just telling you, and the funny thing about it is when people's like, well, what's wrong with Georgia, blah, blah, blah. Well, the starting left tackle on those teams was playing last night.
Uh-huh.
The starting right tackle was playing on those teams.
Uh-huh.
The dude that I'm talking about was starting on that team. Mm-hmm. We don't have those guys. We don't have those dudes. But yeah, I'm just saying. I'm looking at Darnell like, damn, he looked bigger than he did in Georgia.
He probably is.
And I'm like, dude, just follow JP's model. All right, Jason Peters. Jason Peters was the exact same player at Arkansas that Darnell Washington was, except he was the move tight end. Gets to Buffalo. Buffalo tinkers with them, and then he becomes a $100 million left tackle, Hall of Fame, all-pro player.
Hall of Fame.
Darnell
Hall
can do
fame
that.
Offensive lineman.
Darnell can do that.
Yep.
He's not going to make $100 million playing tight end.
He's not going to make $100 million playing tight end. He could make $100
million playing tackle.
That's a great point.
He could.
It's a great
he
point.
He could, man. He really, really could.
Never too late to switch. Speaking of Georgia offensive linemen, sort of, right? That's definitely going to be one of the stories tomorrow.
Yes.
As Ole Miss comes to town, game day is going to be there. It's going to be a huge spectacle, big game, and should be a lot of fun. But you know, one of the things we'll talk to Roddy Nabalsi about when he joins us in about half an hour, like he does every Friday before Georgia games, one of the things we always ask him about, especially this year, is who's healthy. I know it sounds like it's looking pretty good, especially on the right side of that offensive line, but. That's a big deal. Now, Ole Miss doesn't have that defensive line that they had last year, but they still have some talent on defense for sure. And having as many of those dudes out there for Georgia and as healthy as possible, big deal for them tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and you know, we talked about it a little bit this week, like Georgia don't get pushed around. They got their ass whipped last year.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
They got pushed around.
There's only two games that I can think. And I don't really think. I mean, the first year of Kirby happened and it counts. But you know what I mean?
Yes.
Since kind of the teams have been at the level.
Yep.
The Auburn game in 2017, right?
Oh,
they
lost
to them in the regular season. But then they came back in the SEC championship game and had an answer.
Legendous.
And then Ole Miss last year.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the two.
Yep.
Now, there's been games that Georgia's lost,
yes.
And there's been times where the defense has, you know, looked bad, but never really kind of bullied on the lines like in those games.
Yes.
It's a different year, but they came back at the end of 2017 and beat Auburn in the SEC championship game. It's an opportunity to get a little – it's not the same thing because it's a different year, but it's the first time you're playing them since then.
No, this is one of those games where Georgia has to play – their game, and meaning they can't let Ole Miss get those big plays going up and down the field and everything like that. Not saying that Georgia can't do it because we've seen the fact that they can score points if they have to. This got to be I hate saying ball control, but more than anything, let's score. Let's get out early. Let's make some drives, some early first quarter drives. You know what I mean? Like, don't wait till the second half to make the adjustments and all those different things. We listen to the same podcast, and it is like eight of the last 10 games against Power Four. Georgia's trailed
at halftime.
Yeah, like
somehow they've won seven of them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It doesn't make any
sense. Which is crazy, man. Yeah. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing is the start. If it doesn't happen, then you're like, oh hell. Because the thing about it is that also goes into your opponent's mind too. It's like, all right, because one of my teammates, I hate when you say this, Andy. We just go to the it'd be halftime and we're winning or something. All right, guys, it's 0-0. No, dog. We're winning.
Yeah, we're up 28.
Yeah, we're winning. No, it ain't.
Nice.
No, it's not 0-0.
Yeah.
I just hate when he's to do that. I'm like, no, we're winning. All right? Let's just keep the gas going, but we're winning. It's not 0-0.
That sounds like I definitely would say stuff.
God,
like that.
It would irritate me when you say
all right,
that.
It's a new game.
Yeah,
second half's a new game.
No, it's not.
Now we're beating their ass.
We're beating their ass.
Let's keep doing that.
Let's keep doing it. Exactly. But that goes into the psyche of the team. Like, all right, guys, y'all know this team.
Right.
ain't, you know, they're not going to quit. They're not, they're, you know, we got to keep the gas pedal and all that other stuff. And that's what Joe, I mean, but for them to get out early and play well early tomorrow afternoon, that's, in my opinion, is vital.
It would be so helpful because, yeah, again, you know that they can win games when they don't. Imagine what the game could look like if they did.
Yes.
And I also have to think from an Ole Miss perspective, Ole Miss knows that. Like, Lane Kiffin knows that Georgia has gotten off to slow starts. I'm sure that they're hopeful that they could get Georgia off to a slow start again tomorrow. But from a mental side of it, like you were just talking about, like that's going to be a tough one for Ole Miss if Georgia doesn't.
Right.
Like if Georgia actually gets off to a fast start and they're like, oh damn, oh, yeah, all right, like this plan that we had that other people have been able to plan,
right,
and get them behind and figure some stuff out early, we're not able to do that. And I think, look, I mean, I think there's clear proof that over the course of 60 minutes, Kirby and that defensive staff are going to figure things out defensively that are answers for whatever the opponent's offense is doing.
Right.
It'd be nice if the offense helped them out,
yes,
early. Because I know that the defense is the one that we're talking about getting off to slow starts. Rightfully so, they have. But if the offense can control the ball a little bit, keep,
right,
the defense off the field, put some points up like you're talking about, and they can start fast, that would really help that defense out a little bit.
No doubt about it, Meg. I mean,
not a little bit.
Sustained drives, and you know the way that Georgia wants to run the football now. Obviously, with the addition of what Gunner does with his legs too,
yeah,
that's going to be a big part of what tomorrow is. Georgia's got to hit some. They got to hit some big plays. He's got to let the ball go too. You know, he's got to let the ball go also. But I think just defensively. And I know it sounded like we were joking today, but can we like get like a three and out to start the game?
Yeah.
Can we like.
Or just like you said, a five and out.
A five and out or something, man.
They're only allowed to have one first down.
Yeah, step. Like can they not score on the first damn drive?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, that would be so nice. And you know, because I mean, tomorrow, I know we lost to Alabama. That place is going to be rocking tomorrow. Now I saw some old lame ass draw out they trying to do, like stripe the stadium. God, can we get any cornier? But at the same time, I mean, whatever.
Hey man, look.
Whatever.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but whatever.
I mean, Kirby like literally addressed the fans in his press conference and was like, we need you.
Yes.
We need you to be in there,
yeah,
make it as loud as possible,
yes,
as uncomfortable as possible,
yes,
and all that. And I think that's true always. Also, I think that's kind of cool for a fan probably,
yeah,
to have the coach feel like he's like asking you to help.
Yeah.
But you make it loud for that quarterback because, yeah, Lane wants to talk in the headset to the quarterback until that mic cuts off with,
yes,
15 seconds.
Yes.
He will be at the line listening to Lane,
yes,
tell him what the defense is doing,
yes,
until 15 seconds are left. But if it's loud,
yeah,
like it was last year against Georgia Tech or obviously other games, can't hear him, that makes it really hard for,
yeah,
the quarterback.
It does. And I think that's also one of the things where you have to, if you're Georgia, show late to. You know, because of the fact is that what you just said, what Lane does with his quarterbacks, you got to show what you're doing late because,
yeah,
he's basically telling you the play and where you need to go with the football.
Yeah.
But if Georgia could find a way to confuse the kid, do all those different things, because I mean, Ole Miss, I think Ole Miss is really good, but I don't know how good.
Yeah, I think they're really good. I don't think they're.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing about it.
I
know there's a great win they had against LSU, mm-hmm, and everything like that.
I don't think LSU's great.
And so now you're in the process of you got him in your house. You know, and I just think that they're going to put on a good show tomorrow. I just have a feeling they're going to put on a good show.
No, I do too.
And win this game.
I think at the end of the game tomorrow, Georgia fans are going to be more. I think Gunnar Stockton's going to have a really good game tomorrow just because I think you can against this defense. And I think he's been really close. I think, like we're talking about, let it go down the field. The run game's been there. It seems like they're figuring some things out, piecing it together, especially in the second half of games, as far as what they want the offense to be. I don't know where like the general consensus among Georgia fans is right now about what this team is. I think there's still just a lot of, I don't know. Like,
right.
I think they're good, but there's this problem, there's that problem. I think at the end of the game tomorrow, a lot more Georgia fans will be like, oh yeah, this team can win the national championship.
They could, man.
I think that's what tomorrow's going to do.
I want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause. It is our third annual Browngrass Charity Golf Classic. It's presented by Finley Roofing. It's coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagles Watch Golf Club up in Woodstock. Go sign up. Go to the 929thegame.com and click the event link. Do it now because the foursomes are going quickly. That's our third annual Browngrass Charity Golf Classic, benefiting pets for vets.
Speaking of golf, first hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. You know who else has a big game this weekend? Falcons.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, Sunday Night Football against the San Francisco 49ers. We'll get into that coming up next as well when we tell you what's trending right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We need the best atmosphere we've ever had. In San Francisco Stadium, you know, I got a lot of respect for Lane. He does an incredible job. Probably one of the best things he does is in-game coaching, having coached with him and watched him for years. His impact on the quarterback and the offensive play and ability to communicate with the quarterback, whether it's by headset or by sideline, he does a great job of getting the quarterback's attention and getting them in the right plays based on looks, probably better than anybody else in the country. He and his staff do that. I won't give him all the credit, but he does an unbelievable job, and we need to make that extremely difficult.
Yeah, there you go. Like we were talking about in the first segment. Shouldn't be a problem, right? Like, it's a home game against a really good team. Georgia fans will be loud, won't
they? Hell yeah, man. Stanford has come a long way, man.
What was the problem?
I don't know. I never noticed it.
I never knew that. It's become such a talking point over the last decade or so.
I never knew that. Yeah. I never knew.
Didn't it seem pretty loud when you played there?
I was damn loud when we played there. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, if you're trying to compare it to, like, LSU or something like that, but it was always loud when I was playing there. But, you know, but so, yeah, I don't think that should be a problem, man. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Obviously, you got game day is going to be there. And, you know, you're coming off of a nice win against Auburn. And now, you know, you're getting guys back, especially on the offensive line. And, you know, Ole Miss and Lane, the thing with Lane wants to embarrass you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Lane wants to embarrass you. Lane wants to have a press conference of talking trash to Georgia. And so you can't allow that to happen if you're the dog. So you got to go play your best game. You got to start fast somehow. You got to get some kind of momentum going early. Mm-hmm. Because the one thing about it is if you can get that crowd in it early – because they're going to be in it late. Because they know what the hell going to happen if we're down at halftime.
Yeah.
You know? But let's not do that.
If Georgia gets down big early, it'll be a great game in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
if Georgia gets up big early, maybe they can run away from these guys
maybe,
a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah, because you're right about Lane Kiffin and what he wants to do and all of that. He's still in the validation business as well,
no doubt.
Kirby is validated fully. I mean, he's won a million games and a couple national championships.
Yes, he's a made man.
For Lane to beat Kirby a couple times in a row, and this would then get them out to what they'd be 7-0 at this point, and maybe move up a little bit in the rankings. Who knows? Maybe some other teams will lose in front of them. Like this would be the first time I feel like. Ever with him, where you could be like, oh, he might have a national champion on his hands if they win this game.
Yeah, Lane's a damn good coach. And I know I talk about, well, why does everybody want him? But I had to watch him. I'm like, that man can coach.
Well, because 5 years ago, he probably wasn't the coach that he is.
Yeah,
now.
And I told you that's what in that little documentary also helped me like understand Lane more. Lane was a little spoiled, entitled, little brat. And, you know, he's still got a little entitlement about him, but he's grown and everything like that. And so, this is a big game for them. I mean, they come to take our damn cookies, you know, and the Dogs have got to figure out a way to run the football, not make mistakes, and get some pressure on the quarterback. Get some pressure on him and tackle him, not pressure him running to his left and he makes a throw.
He's a slippery.
Yes, he is.
A slippery quarterback.
Get his
there.
Ass on the ground.
Not the biggest guy in the world.
No, he's legit.
Yeah.
But get his little ass on the ground.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do.
Georgia Tech has Duke tomorrow. That's in Durham. That's a noon game. Duke still favored 1.5 in that one.
Yeah, man.
I think this is gonna be a test. Like the way Mensa's playing quarterback right now, he's got 15 touchdowns, two interceptions.
Yes.
They've been rolling. They're 3-0 in the ACC. Now, ultimately, I do think Georgia Tech wins, but I think this is gonna be another like nail biter fourth quarter. Real stressful 60 minutes for Georgia Tech.
Georgia
fans.
Tech can't go up there with that Wake Forest thing.
I don't think they will.
I don't either.
I just think Duke's a lot better than Wake Forest.
That's why I was saying they go up there half stepping like they did with Wake Forest, they're going to lose this game to Duke. I think Haynes King goes off this game because he has to.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yes. Haynes got to throw for two and run for one plus, maybe three touchdowns for Georgia Tech to win this football game. Unless they turn Duke over and Duke makes mistakes, which they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if Georgia Tech can find a way to turn them over, but I think this is – and just like every damn Georgia Tech game, this is about Haynes King.
Mm-hmm.
This is about Haynes King and him being able to –
Finding some stops and getting it back to Haynes King.
Yep, and him just doing what he does, being Superman for this team, for this school, and, you know, go out there and win this football game. I think Tech wins it.
I do too. Yeah, I do too. I just think it's going to be – You know, because Duke's good, and that quarterback they have over there is really good, too. So I think it's going to be a good one. There's so many good games, man. LSU-Vanderbilt's at noon. That Tech-Duke game's at noon for me. Washington-Michigan is at noon. Like, it's all day tomorrow from noon until
What time y'all
midnight.
Y'all on the way?
Yeah, noon.
Y'all on noon. Yeah. East Coast?
Yeah.
I thought y'all were playing on Washington.
No. It's in Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was out there.
That's,
I was like, damn.
9 a.m.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was. Okay. So I thought it was.
Yeah.
Out
yeah.
There.
No. It's in Ann Arbor. Luckily, but still 9 a.m. for the body clock. Anyway, here is Raheem Morris talking about some of the injuries that the Falcons are dealing with. Most specifically, their left tackle.
It'd be hard for me to bet against a Matthews. He's just that type of guy. He's going to do everything that he can do to play. I know him that well. He won't talk much about it. That's not his mentality. That's not his deal. But as we get later into the end of the week, I'm sure we'll have a better feel for what that is and how it looks. Obviously, it's still fresh. Obviously, you played a Monday night game. Obviously, you got a short week. All the things working against him. But when you talk about a Matthews, particularly Jake, it'd be hard for me to count him out.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know what it is. He's played a million games in a row. He's got the longest streak going right now. One of the longest streaks we've ever seen for an offensive lineman.
It's a big deal, though.
And they need him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the Falcons need him to be healthy to win this football game. Now, you know, I don't know how much that had to do with what happened in the third quarter Monday night, but it didn't help.
Yeah, it did.
Right? I mean, Jake Matthews didn't play in the second half, and that's when things really started to bog down. Now, they figured it out a little bit as the game went on, but that offense wasn't the same in the second half as it was in the first, and Jake Matthews wasn't out there. So we'll get a little bit more info on that today, obviously, as they'll release their final injury report. But I don't know. Maybe the fact that the game's 7 hours later on Sunday than it normally would be I mean, they're gonna take that thing right up till kickoff with Matthews, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just think, you know, when you're dealing with that, and we talked a little bit about it earlier this week, is the flying across the country, the altitude, the swelling, or whatever, if that something like that, because it does happen. But yeah, I think, you know, even if he's not out there today, I won't count him out for playing. Usually, right. Coaches want, you know, if you're gonna play in a game or something, they want you at least get a Friday practice in. So yeah, we'll see. I mean, the injury report, they're probably on the field now. Yeah, so
probably
waiting to see if somebody, Joe Patrick, somebody says who's out there, who's not, right, as we stand right now. But I anticipate him playing this weekend. I know they brought in one of the guys they got in the trade this offseason,
yeah,
to fill in for him, and they did an excellent job of helping on that side. You saw the back was lined up over there. You saw the damn tight end was lined up over there. So they did a good job of helping him out. But you'd rather have Jake Matthews.
Yeah. You'd rather have your starting left tackle out there. You'll still have Bijan, though, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be helpful.
Yeah, because he's really good.
I know we'll get back into a little bit more depth regarding this football game as the show goes on, keys to a game at 120 and all that. There's people keep trying to, and I get it, the win against the Bills is awesome, one of the best wins in years. People keep trying to now make the comparison between this team and the 16 team.
No.
There's one comparison that I will make. I'll get to it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All the other stuff, I'm like, I don't know. But there's one where, okay, I'm like, yeah, okay, that one might actually be.
Okay.
Might actually be similar.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah, no, we don't. We don't put the cart too far ahead of the horse. However you say it.
It's not
horses, good. Carts, and stuff.
Yeah.
Here's Joe Flacco dialing back the clock.
Shotgun snap. Flacco floats one high into the air. Left side,
nice,
of the end zone.
Nice.
Chase going to the ground. Makes the catch. There's a penalty flag in the end zone. It's on Pittsburgh. Touchdown, Bengals.
Yeah, it seemed like Jalen Ramsey was in everybody's highlight yesterday. I mean, he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
Jamar does it to everybody.
It's a tough guy to guard.
It's a tough guy to damn guard, man.
Guard.
And he was cooking his ass. And then when T. Higgins got on him, he cooked his ass too, man. They made this some stir-fried Ramsey last night.
They went for 250 between the two of them.
Yeah,
they had 23 targets between the two of them.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. 33 targets between the two of them.
Yes. The fact that, and then, like, where did that damn Bengals run game come from last night? I mean, they were able to run the ball last night. You know, that was, and we talked about it. I know I do. I clown the hell out of the Bengals front office, coaching staff, everything. For them to specifically want Joe Flacco because they understand, again, he knows his division, and he got a live arm still. Now, sometimes it's a little lively, and he'll throw you out some games. But I mean, that the way he was cooking yesterday, man, was unreal. I already made fun of the zone read where he kept it and was scooting up the left side of the line. But I mean, as bad as their defense is, talk about the Bengals, and it is bad. Pittsburgh should be ashamed of himself. Did Mike Tomlin like see this ass whooping coming? Is that why he got mad?
It's why he's so mad at the Browns.
That's why he's so mad at the Browns.
I don't. Maybe. I don't know. They were up 10-0. Steelers were up 10-0.
Did he know?
Maybe.
Like, man, damn it.
Damn it, Flacco.
Flacco.
Thanks a lot, Browns.
Yeah.
Now we don't have a chance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. All they got to do is a couple more of those.
Yeah.
And then Burrow will come back eventually, and maybe they can figure it out. But a couple more of those. They're 3-4, right? So they got one without him.
Mm-hmm.
Now they just got to get to 5-7.
It's more in that area right there.
Because that division's not good.
No, that's why people are still saying Baltimore can win it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm people.
Yeah.
I was saying that.
Still think Baltimore can win this damn division.
I know. Hey, the Hawks wrapped up their preseason last night with a loss. Porzingis 23-13. Friend of the program, Zachary Risache, had 24. Atlanta United, thankfully, mercifully, ends their season tomorrow at home.
Yeah, man. Shout out to
Guzan.
Yeah, shout out to Brad. One of our favorites. You know, whenever we're over there at the training grounds, he's just always speaks. And even if we don't interview him, he's just such a good dude, man. Such a legend in this organization. And he's gonna be missed, man. But it was time, man. It was time, as he talked about it yesterday. You know, except if it was up to his kids, he'd play forever. You know,
that's
but
cool.
You know, sometimes daddy gets old.
I'll tell you whose kids don't want them to play ever again. It's mine.
What's that?
Played golf yesterday. I was taking Lily to school this morning, and she was like, "You weren't even home last night." And I was like, "Well, I got home at about 6:30.
Right.
I put you guys to help put you to bed.
Right.
Like, I was there. I was playing golf." She goes, "Yeah, I didn't like it. I don't want you to play golf anymore. I was like, oh, all right.
could daddy have his own time, dog?
Gone for 3 hours. Hey, man, I guess they love me.
That routine, man. Hey, Sports Talk in the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all your local games all Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
Roddy Nabalsi, the man who knows everything that's going on injury-wise and otherwise with the Georgia Bulldogs, will join us next, as he always does on Fridays, UGASports.com. Interested to see what his walk-up music is today. It's always on theme with the football game. We'll find out next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't get tired.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from getting back into an NFL no huddle. We'll talk a little bit more about last night's game, back into the Falcons and 49ers Sunday Night Football game, and a bunch of other stuff about the games on Sunday coming up this weekend as well. College Football Corner at 12:20. We'll get back into all of the games this weekend, including Georgia. But Roddy Nabalsi joins us.
What up, Rod?
Doing fine, guys. Doing fine. I was going to pick All Gold Everything by Trinidad James, which I know is Randy's favorite song in the world.
I mean, I love that song.
It is his on his phone when you call him, it starts ringing. I like that. But, in honor of Trinidad Chambliss coming to town. Yeah. But now I had to pick a little Kevin Gates there. I don't get tired because the Bulldogs tend to play four quarters. They apparently don't get tired of giving teams a 14-point lead or something like that in the first half. They keep doing that. They seem to just get stronger as the game goes on. The running game gets better. The offensive line tackles better. The linebackers hit harder. And this team does not have a lot of elite players on it, but they've got grit, as Kirby Smart pointed out about some of his Monroe Freeling, who won SEC Offensive Lineman of the Week. He said he's got grit, he's got guts, and that's what this team has. And
we'll see if that'll be enough to slow down Trinidad James and that number 8 passing attack that Ole Miss is bringing to town.
What is your, because everybody's had really good thoughts on why Georgia has played like this, why they've looked in the first half and then they've looked in the second half. What is your either your best theory or the best explanation you've heard on why Georgia has looked like that this year?
Just lack of talent. I mean, they got good talent, but how many guys are elite? How many Jalen Walkers do you have? How many Mykael Williams do you have? How many Malachi Starks do you have? Jordan Davises? You just don't. I mean, you got a Jordan Hall who's pretty good, and Christian Miller's playing well, but they're not elite. They're not. We're not talking about them as potential first round draft picks. We're not talking about. I mean, yeah, you went to the Auburn game and you didn't take any of the three safeties that came in the portal. Now, you hit home runs on the portal with Zachariah Branch, Colby Young, London Humphreys, but you went 0-for-3 on safeties in the portal. So you're basically playing with one safety, and Kyron Jones, who was filling in, you know, he's the starter, number 4 on the team in tackles, he's out. Yep. So this is, you just don't have the talent that you used to. A lot of it's gone to the NFL. Your best pass rusher is killing it for Missouri, so that's a lot of it. And then offensively, you know, you don't hit on a huge plays. You don't have great tight end play. You've had 6 different offensive lines in 6 different games. Your quarterback's new. You've got a great screen game. You've got a good running game. But, again, you're not leading the league in putting up points. You're averaging about 30 points per SEC game, which is good. That's good enough to win, especially with a normal Kirby Smart defense. If you give me 30 points and typical Smart defense, then I'm going to tell you go undefeated in the SEC, but that's not what's happening now. So it's a lack of talent, and Kirby will point this out, it's a tough schedule. Yeah. I mean, week after week, it's ranked teams. It's not like it used to be in the when the SEC East was pretty weak and that you could feast on those teams. It's pretty rough now.
Ron, what's the help thing with, especially on the offensive line?
Offensive line, you should be getting back, Juan Gaston's okay. Ernest Green should be coming back. I don't know how much he'll play. I think Juan Gaston might have taken his spot. Monroe Freeling was beat up last week. He played basically on one foot. Micah Morris is hanging in there, even though he's beaten up. The only guy that's kind of really healthy is Drew Bobo, and then Darntrell Glover, you know, your right guard, who's playing really well. But, again, he's a true freshman. So I don't know how they're going to work in Ernest Green or Bo Hewley. Not sure what that situation will look like. The bigger question when it comes to injuries was the rumor going around yesterday about Gunnar Stockton. Mm-hmm. Everyone started panicking here that he wasn't practicing. And we looked into it and found out that they did give him a little time off earlier in the week, probably Bloody Tuesday. Again, quarterbacks don't get hit in practice, but you can still, you know, inadvertently bump into him, and he took a few shots in that Auburn game, so they got to keep him rested. So they let him dip out a few reps earlier in the week, and, you know, through the game of telephone, by the end of the week, we were told that, the rumors going around was that he was injured and had lat issues and all sorts of things. But talking to people who were at practice yesterday, they said he was fine, he looked good, he'll be ready to go, and they just gave him some time off, which they did with Carson Beck last year and other guys. You got to take care of those. Got to take care of those quarterbacks.
One of the turning points last year in the game against Ole Miss was when Jackson Dart got knocked out. Right, Austin Simmons comes in the game and just starts throwing lasers all over the place. He's the backup again, and obviously Trinidad Chambliss has been awesome. Didn't play great against Washington State last week. I wonder what would the situation have to be for both of those quarterbacks to play, or for Austin Simmons to get in the game tomorrow?
If Georgia can somehow stymie Trinidad Chambliss, which I don't see it happening. That guy has he has me nervous. He is such a talent. I don't know where they found him. That is a Disney movie waiting to happen. You know, he's a Disney princess who kissed the right frog or found the right ring or magic lamp, whatever it was. This kid just is elite. And I think that it would take a lot for them to bring in Austin simply because there's so much you can do. He can attack you through the air. Like I said, they have the number 8 passing offense in the country. Georgia has the 86th pass defense in the nation, and that was with a healthy Kyron Jones. Now that he's up, it's going to be a little bit trickier. So if they can get to the point where Georgia's, they have to cover up the missing safety, which makes it harder to disguise their coverages.
Right.
So if some way they can, and I almost picked Hypnotized by Biggie as the intro music, because they need to hypnotize this kid, get him off his spot, make him see things that aren't happening. But worst case scenario, you just start running him. He's so elusive running the ball. So again, if he's out, you know, it's like, oh yeah, we got rid of that guy. Well, here comes Austin. That touchdown drive he had was lights out. So it's a pick your poison. If you're Georgia fans, you just want to see your offense on the field, not your defense. You want to see another 8-minute, 45-second depth march like yep. Georgia had against Auburn last week. Just keep the offense out there and protect your defense.
Hey, I know Kirby mentioned about, you know, crowd involvement and everything on Saturday. I mean, we know how important it is, but this is Ole Miss's first road game since their first game against Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that might go a long way as far as, you know, this game. But when you look at where Georgia is defensively, Rob, you say without the safety, CJ is playing like one of those guys who used to wear number 3.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Who's coming along
but
with
who else is, but who? But, yeah, who else has he got? You know, and same with, you know, KJ Bold is playing well in the safety spot, but there's only one of them. Now, Raylan Wilson's really good, but I mean, if you want to keep those linebackers clean, you have to have a defensive front that's doing some work.
Right.
And you saw what happened when they had to double team Christian Miller. He killed that Auburn quarterback. Just came through an A-gap, you know, blitz. That's the hallmark of the Dan Lanning, Glenn Schumann era teams when they were together. They loved bringing somebody through the A-gap on a little delay, and you got to have a good clean gap to do that. You have to have somebody clear it out. And when Christian Miller did that last week, they got to the quarterback. He's playing lights out. But when you can complete – Auburn was facing a 1st-and-17. They completed an 18-yard pass to the tight end, who was wide open. That's you know, when they brought the linebacker and they brought the star on a blitz, on a zone blitz, they, you know, Auburn just dumped to where he wasn't at. So it's – if you think Lane Kiffin didn't see that, you know, I got some swampland to show you.
How do you think the carries? I know Gunner's going to run the ball a little bit. I mean, Nate Frazier led the team in carries last week against Auburn. Chauncey Bowens, I know, is banged up. Like, how do you see the carries being distributed?
Ooh, that's a great question, because I'm not sure what you do with Chauncey Bowens. He earned a starting job when you know, Nate Frazier's fumbling, and then, you know, we saw him not get used last week. He scored a touchdown. We're like, wait, what's going on? So we were all confused. Found out right as the game ended that he had a calf issue. So I asked Kirby about it Monday, and Kirby, I won't say came clean, but he hadn't offered that up earlier. So he admitted that there was a calf issue, but he says that he should be full go. And from what we saw in practice yesterday, or what we were told, he's healthy. So I don't know. I mean, can you punish him for being injured? Like you're doing with Ernest Green, you know, I should say punishment, but Nate Frazier looks good, and you see how he's carrying the ball.
Man. He's looking like Tiki.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the guy who won it originally, mm-hmm. So I can definitely see them. And here's the thing that drives me crazy. If any of them, here's something you can count on. If one of them has a 13-yard run, 18-yard run, 26-yard run, they will pull him for the rest of that series. It drives me bonkers.
Hell yeah. Like,
oh, look, yeah, great run. Yep, there he goes to the sideline. You know, so – that's the only thing you can count on is success is met with, you need to rest now. Go to the bench. So it drives me crazy.
Can we get my tight ends involved, Rod? I mean, I don't text Bobo during the season. It's only in off season. I'll be texting him plays all the time. But I need – are they not getting open? I know they're not Brock Bowers and all those things.
They can't catch.
Okay. Okay. Huh?
They went to him 9 times last week. They caught 3 balls.
Yeah.
You saw Elias Williams drop one. You've seen Lawson Lucky drop him. You've seen Oscar Dill. But then, when they do catch and tuck and run, I don't want to try to tackle Lawson Lucky. I'd rather get in a car crash. It's safer, you know. Oscar Dill, I could never catch him. I'm just saying, those guys look really good, and Elias Williams is going to be a superstar. Mm-hmm. And I just hate that Ethan Barbour, who actually got a start in his first game as a true freshman. I mean, that guy's awesome, but he's out for a long time with that ankle injury. Yeah. So they got the potential there. It's just driving me nuts when they do target them. They haven't made the big plays. They made a few, but, you know, you go to them 9 times. You're actively trying to get them the ball, and you have success on 3 of those. Well, when you went to Zachariah Branch 9 times, mm-hmm. he got multiple first downs, you know, picked up 57 yards for you, 51 after the catch, you know, just basically an extension of the run game. So I don't want to see them stop throwing the ball to Zachariah Branch. Colby Young acts like he's never going to get the ball again. He catches it and starts bulldozing people. So I'm like, I've got no problem throwing to those guys. You know me, I'm a big advocate for the tight end spot, but they're just not – they're not getting it done. And you also need them to help block when you're constantly changing out offensive tackles.
Right.
Roddy, we appreciate it, man. Obviously, we'll all be dialed in tomorrow afternoon. Enjoy it.
Appreciate it, my boy.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Roddy DeBalsi there, UGASports.com, every single Friday at this time to talk about the upcoming Georgia game. He always kind of sounds – he's got like the Larry Munson. You know? Yeah. He's always nervous about all of
this.
I don't know. I was feeling so confident about Georgia tomorrow. And then Roddy comes on. He's like, oh, I can't do this. And these guys can't do that.
He says every week.
Yeah, I know he does. I got to remind myself of that.
He says every week. I know how I meant to ask him this, but yeah, did you see the whole Deion Sanders, what he's doing? I love how he started to say it. We're going to get some film for you portal guys. He said, I'm smart enough to know that some of y'all ain't going to be in here next year. So they had like a scrimmage for all the kids with portals so they can get some tape so they can take their tape and give it to other school. Because he's like, I know y'all ain't going to be here. No, you ain't going to be here. No, yeah. So we're going to do, we're going to have a practice so y'all get some film for yourself.
So he let like all the backups have a scrimmage or something like that?
Pretty much.
That's pretty cool.
Like, that's pretty damn cool, man.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It's very interesting.
It's very interesting. I would say.
Very interesting.
Pretty smart way to appeal maybe to the transfer portal.
They want to come to Colorado.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
I wouldn't have did it.
No, that's hell no. Song. Yeah. There's a reason you're a backup.
Yeah.
But also, we might need you if the guy in front of you gets hurt. I don't want you to leave.
Play better.
And please don't leave. You know the system, and you've been here. I wanted you here, and I still do. Yeah. It's a different day, my friend.
It is a different day.
First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no-huddle to kick off the noon hour, including some audio from Raheem Morris, his conversation with Dukes and Bell yesterday. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.